How do you know Chris that well?
Yeah, actually, I talked to him quite a bit over the past couple years.
Was he an influence in your looking at Florida State?
Not really. He, you know, I'd ask him questions about the university, and he'd give me a, you know, a direct response and kind of tell me how it is. But he's helped me out a lot with, you know, like before I came into this college recruiting for football, and because we were kind of in the same situation. And you know, he's just been really helpful of what's going to happen, and everything he said has come true. So.
Now, I know that this has only all come about in the last 48 hours or so, Joe, but do you have any idea yet what your timetable is in terms of when you have to start sitting down making decisions and which way you're going to go?
Well, definitely after my high school season of baseball. We just made it to the state playoffs, and that's in a week. And right now I have no idea what's going to happen. They said they're going to leave me alone until I'm done with high school ball, and then I'll have to figure something out after that.
Joe, the Twin scouting director has said, without a doubt, Joe is the best high school athlete in the country. And he went on to say some other things about your ability baseball-wise. Is there a certain responsibility that goes along with being at this kind of elite level at your age?
Oh, geez. Well, that's a lot to say, you know, the whole country or whatever. But I don't know. I just go out there and do my best every time, and no, I always have fun doing it, so I think that's the most important thing.
Do you feel a lot of eyes on you as scouts in every sport have taken a look at you and so on? And what is that like? Have you found a way to enjoy that, or is that kind of a hassle? What's that been like?
It's kind of nice having people come out and watch you play, you know, especially our basketball season. We didn't get too many out there, but then we had a pretty good kid that transferred to come over and play, and you know, we had a successful season, and everybody just comes out and watch you because they're interested in you, and it's kind of nice to have a little bit more fans out there.
A lot of young players, Joe, find that it's very difficult to play as a professional athlete in your hometown because all the expectations, all the local ties all kind of build up on you. Is that something that you would welcome maybe down the road, a chance to play for the Twins?
Yeah, of course. You know, I always, well, even now I get criticized, you know, when I go out and play. If I don't go, you know, 4-for-5 or 4-for-4, then, you know, it's a bad day or I'm not that good or anything like that. And I don't know if I receive that right now, but I just always go out there and do my best. And, you know, as long as I know I give my best shot, then I don't know, they can talk all they want.
Joe, who's your favorite baseball player?
Let's see, probably Nomar Garciaparra or Pudge Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. How about on the local scene? I mean, Paul Molitor went to the same high school as well, and we all love Molly. I mean, talk about a guy who knows how to play the game and plays it right, huh?
Yeah, he's just an all-around great guy. You know, he even comes back and helps out at the high school. And I remember last year I used to work for like a summer camp for younger kids at my high school, and he'd come down and like do some instructional like sessions and stuff like that. And he's just a real great guy. And he knows a lot about the game.